Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores with you. And I know we're going to talk baseball, one of the greatest World Series of all time, the offseason as well. But we're also going to talk a little New York Marathon because joining us now is someone who just completed that prestigious race, Will Leach, writer for New York Magazine and MLB.com. Will, thank you for joining us, and congratulations on the marathon.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to feeling back in my seat sometime by Thanksgiving. That's actually what I'm hopeful for this year. But it's one of the great American races, and to see a great city. And I lived in New York for 13 years, and I was used to being the guy that came out in the stoop and drank and cheered everybody on. So to be on the other side of that was a very cool thing. It's a very great kind of community event. It was pretty cool to get to do it, even if everything still hurts.
You may never feel right again, Will. The end of you.
People like to wear their medals out on the street afterwards, yeah. But I didn't, because I was afraid it would be a bad advertisement for the race because I was limping so much. They're like, oh, okay, I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to do what that guy did.
Well, I think a lot of people probably limping, they would get it. I will say, so I'm a marathoner as well, and I've never done New York, and people say that while the Boston Marathon obviously has the sentiment and the honor of, you know, qualifying for Boston and running Boston, I've heard people say that New York might be the most spectacular marathon to run ever, even Boston included.
It's legitimately kind of moving, to be honest. Just the way that the people, I mean, there's just people everywhere. One of the things I always say is, like, don't wear your headphones. Like, don't wear your headphones. Don't just, like, enjoy the crowd that kind of bring up. Now, you have to remember, it's not the crowd that's lifting you up and moving you. It's your legs, and they will rebel against you if you don't pace yourself and make good decisions while you run. But it is really, truly, it's just a great experience. Even if you don't ever run it, though, hopefully you get the opportunity to do so, to come out and be a part of it is just really, really fun.
The baseball season is over, Will Leach. Before we get to the Cardinals off season, which we will definitely talk about here, this was a pretty spectacular World Series, and a lot of people think that it might be the best one that's ever been played. I think we might be a prisoner of the moment in that a bit. What do you think?
You're going to have a hard time convincing this Cardinals person that anything was better than 2011.
Yeah, right,
but I will say it was pretty incredible. I actually, one of the pieces I've been working on this week is trying to figure out, comparing it actually to 2011, what was the more brutal way to lose? The way the Rangers lost in 2011, to be down to your last strike twice in consecutive innings, or to do what happened to the Blue Jays, which was said, like, the close play at the plate, the ball. For me, the Barger hit that Pa has caught in center field was, to me, that was the moment when he hit it. I was like, oh, the Blue Jays are winning the World Series in about a half a second. And so there's so many times like that. Really just incredible. I would say the series has been so fun, was so great, that I think it's actually kind of muted, at least temporarily, some of those complaints about the Dodgers winning it again, right? I don't get me wrong. I think that people are still kind of frustrated with that, and I think they don't like that the Dodgers can get all these players. but it was so kind of spectacular. And also the Dodgers were like in such danger. You couldn't watch that series and be like, wow, the Dodgers are immortal. Who can ever touch them? Like, they almost lost so many times in that series. One of my biggest things I always talk about is, it always seems right before there are labor fights, which of course are coming at the end of next year, baseball is always seems to be at its absolute best before that happens. There's always a great thing that happens right before labor fights, just to remind us of how great the game is. And the World Series was certainly that.
All right, so let's get on to this Cardinals offseason, which we know is going to be different. They got a new president of baseball operations. But just how different do you suspect the roster will look?
It will be fascinating, and for me, some moves seem pretty clear. I think if they can find a taker for Arenado, that they'll do that, and I think Sonny Gray could be on the table. Like stuff, I actually think there's an argument for keeping Gray, but I do think those would be the less surprising trades. The question is really how thick are they willing to cut, right? Like, to me, the big pivot point on this is probably Brendan Donovan. The idea that, like, what happens with him will be, I think, a little bit of tell, not just on how active the offseason is going to be, but really how realistic Bloom in the front office sees contending in 26 and frankly maybe even in 27. You know, Donovan could bring you back a lot of stuff that could really, like, Donovan is a very valuable player, and I think will be seen as a very valuable player throughout baseball. Think of how valuable Tommy Edman was to the Dodgers these last two World Series, and Donovan's a better player than Tommy Edman is. And so I think there's just a lot of but he's only got 2 years left, so I think if maybe Newt Barr, who I don't think would get as much, but is also someone that would be a free agent in the next couple of years, really the decision seems to be, are they going to, is this not just a 2026 but a 2027, them not being like major contenders? Now, I actually, to be clear, I don't actually think that means they're tanking. I think that people get kind of rebuilding or so on. I think it's not so much that as much as the thing that I'm kind of excited about this front office is for them to really kind of take a cold, fresh, but also kind of cold-eyed, clear look at, okay, let's put aside what we've invested in this player. Let's put aside what we need in this. What is the best way to rebuild and reconstruct this organization? And I think because of that, everyone is kind of on the table. And that is what, to me, is what's most exciting. It could be dramatic changes. It could be, but one thing I don't imagine is another year of, all right, let's just hope these young players can do it. This is their chance, the runway. I don't think we're going to see any more runway stuff. It's serious now. Yeah, I think it's going to make for a pretty exciting offseason.
I have retired the word runway. I will.
Oh, my goodness.
My goal is to never say it in 2026, even if I'm on a plane. So I think that what the Cardinals have going for them is there is still time, though. You know, I think for some of these guys, and would you make the argument, though, Will, and I could be wrong about this, because I kind of feel like, even though the division was good last year, that it is still a winnable division. Am I wrong about that? Is this the kind of division that, even if the Cardinals are where they are right now, that, you know, in other years past they could compete, but what about now?
I agree. I think that I don't think that they need to be building to make sure they have the best team heading into the season in 2026. But I think there is this is not the AL East, right, where you've got the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Blue Jays and the Orioles and whatever the Rams are doing. Like, they've got all of these talented teams there. Really, I look at if just the way the rosters are right now. Like, the Cardinals last year, very frustrating team, didn't really do a lot of the things we're kind of hoping they would do. They still were reasonably competitive for most of the year. For the Brewers, the Cubs, I think, are probably going to take a little bit of a step back. The Brewers kind of had this historic season where everything went the right way. But you don't look at those rosters and think, wow, those guys are monsters. The Cardinals shouldn't even try to compete with those guys. I don't think that building the roster to try to beat those teams in 2026 is necessarily the correct strategy. But I also don't think that you can go into 2026 being like, oh, we'll lose 100 games. It's fine. Like, I don't think that's going to be the case. I think there is enough talent around St. Louis and I think there's just good construction there's a lot of the roster moves that they're going to have to make this year. I think we'll clear up some things and make a more kind of more logical roster, which I do think can be competitive. Do I think they'll be the favorites? Of course not. But I also don't think they'll be picked last in a lot of places. I don't think they should be.
You know, speaking of building rosters, and you were also talking about, you know, the potential of a labor stoppage when it comes to Major League Baseball. When you're looking at the payroll disparity between a team like the Dodgers and a team like the Brewers or even the Cardinals. How does a potential for a lockout affect those teams based on what their payroll is, meaning bigger payrolls weather the storm much easier, maybe exponentially easier than teams that are trying to keep things tighter?
I think a lot of times people will use the lockout and sometimes, frankly, even use payroll disparity as an excuse to not to try to make their teams better. I think you see that, and just to kind of make money without actually having to spend it. You know, I think what's always funny about when people talk about payroll disparity, what they're really saying is, well, the Dodgers are pouring their money into this team, which is technically what we should want our teams to do, right?
Like that's right.
Like the Pirates make a lot of money and they don't pour it back into the team. And so now I do think it can be frustrating to see, wow, they got Shohei and they got Yamamoto. But for what it's worth, what people are really upset with at the Dodgers are two things. One, that they spent a lot of money. What they're really upset about is that they're smart about it. Like the Mets also spend a bunch of money, but they didn't even make the playoffs, and they're like a historic joke in a lot of places. Like I think the Mets are going to be better, but also when you looked at the Dodgers, did you see the bottom of their lineup during the World Series? Did you see their bullpen? They clearly don't just have the 25 best players in baseball, and I think sometimes the payroll disparity. I just don't know. Like I know the Dodgers just won two World Series in a row, and that I think will be used as ammunition in the fight in a lot of ways. But the idea that like look at all the teams that made the playoffs this year. Look at all the teams that have been fighting for spots that had the opportunity this is the first repeat champion we've had in 25 years, right? Like so, I think that the idea that. I think certain what you'll really see because of the labor stuff, I think will be a hesitance to give like big multi-year deals for anyone other than the top players. Like Kyle Tucker will get that big deal. And like some of the big guys will get big deals. But look at someone like Pete Alonso, for example. Like, I don't know if someone's going to give that guy a huge 3-year deal if they don't know what the payroll structure is going to be in 3 years. So I think the being able to weather the storm, I'll put it this way. I don't think there's going to be any baseball. If there is a stoppage next year, and to be clear, there have not, whatever people have loved to talk about Rob Manfred, and I think a lot of it makes sense, and there's some fair stuff. He's never actually lost any games to a labor thing. He's never lost a single game to labor. To COVID, they did, but not to labor since he's been commissioner. And so I think it's clearly in his best interest to not have that happen. But if it got there, trust me, the Pirates, the lower teams, payroll owners, they're going to make it through too. I don't think anyone's going to be in any sort of danger. So I just think a lot of that now is rhetoric, I think, to push for a salary cap. And I'll put it this way, if the owners really are going to insist on a salary cap, I think we will lose games because I don't think the union's ever going to stand for that. And that's the nuclear option, I think, for both sides.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, everybody's best interest to not lose games. I mean, if they lose a couple of weeks, okay. But you don't want to lose half or a full season. I think that could be really devastating for a sport that's gained a lot of momentum lately.
No question. You know, I think people get fired up with all of, you know, all the scandals in baseball, whether it's performance enhancing drugs or gambling or you know, players or owners malfeasance off the field. The notion that like nothing is more damaging than this. I think it's more damaging than labor stuff. And I think one of the things that's hard too, because I don't think it's fair to boil it down, or really accurate, to boil it down to, well, it's just billionaires versus billionaires. It's much more complicated. This stuff all filters down throughout all of baseball and really throughout a lot of economies. But when this happens, that's how people see it, particularly when people are struggling, when people or people having their own financial problems and their own concerns. They kind of check out. You know, you have to have – baseball has to be about more than just how much these guys are getting paid and how much the owners are bringing in, how much they're fighting about CBAs. It has to. It's the only thing that makes this thing work is this idea of this romanticism, this how much fun this game, the World Series was, how enjoyable this can be. No one is thinking about those things when they're watching the game. But when there's a labor fight, and this is all what 2026 is going to be about, it's going to be a subplot to every single thing going on in baseball in 2026 until this gets resolved. The more and more people think about that, the more I think potentially existentially perilous it can be for the game.
Will Leach, I guess last thing here, I wanted to ask you one more Cardinals question before we say goodbye. And I don't think we've talked since Chaim Bloom has taken over as the president of baseball operations, keeping the coaching staff, adding a couple of positions. They're doing, it seems, a lot of positions added at the minor league level as well, structural level. What are your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, I mean, this has been one of the primary complaints about the Cardinals the last few years, is their inability to do that, the lack of roaming instructors, the idea that, I mean, we've heard about it in the minor league systems, the idea like, wow, the Cardinals have lost some of their instructors, where they don't have the roving guys, they're not doing a lot of things the Cardinals have always done. It feels like in the last couple of years, we've actually seen that manifest itself on the major league level, from whether it's Ivan Herrera not struggling at catcher, or Jordan Walker struggling in the outfield, or you know, a lot of like basic stuff that the Cardinals have always taken care of well, not being taken care of. I don't think we're going to see the results of that for a while, in the same way we didn't see the results of them not doing it for a while. But I do think everything they've done so far, I think, has been stuff that the Cardinals clearly needed to have done. And so that's exciting. It's cautious optimism, but the idea, it feels like they're saying the right things. So far, they're doing the right things. It may be a while till it manifests, but so far, I haven't seen anything that's... You look around some of the decisions that are being made among other teams on Major League Baseball right now, and I'm like, okay, the Cardinals are not doing that. They seem to be making some good decisions in a way that I first do no harm. They always say don't do stupid stuff. I think that's... so far, I don't think they're doing anything stupid. I think they've generally made the right calls.
That is Will Leach. You can catch him in New York Magazine, MLB.com, and the Seeing Red podcast with Bernie Miklas. Thank you again, Will. Good to talk baseball with you, and congrats on the marathon.
Thank you. I'm going to go limp to lunch now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.